he was just so deep in the net that his actual glove was inside the net. And anytime the puck crosses that imaginary plane, you know, from the goal line all the way up to the crossbar and across, anytime the puck crosses that, even though if you catch it as a goalie, it's a goal. So, I'm glad Tyler, signaled right away, because from our vantage point everywhere else, it looked like he just made a great save.
Yeah.
And I can't even believe he got his glove on it, but that's how athletic he is. But, again, big goal. They went to review it, and obviously his hand was in the net when he caught the puck.
And then not only that, so we had scored after a great first half a period by Ferris State. We lead 1-0. We come back with another goal, and it's Brent Bonker.
Nice breakout by the Huskies. Up to center ice for Burks. Stepping up on the play. Brings it across the line. Here's a chance and a shot. The score!
A 2-0 lead. Great goal there, coached by Brent Baltus, and just a nice play by Dane Burks, who I love watching this kid jump up on the play.
Well, that's what started everything, and as you go forward, we're going to need our defensemen to jump up in the play, and we might have done a little too much of that on Friday night, but we have defensemen who like to get up in the play, and what it does, most teams will have three guys back, and if you only have three forwards up, you're not going to create any odd-numbered rushes, but Dane jumped up in the play here. Took a pass and then made a terrific cross ice pass to Brent Baltus, who I thought made a great move. He held the puck, dropped the Ferris defender down, and then drew it around him and got to like the hash marks and just wired a shot. What a great shot. I mean, that's we talked about after the game, a goal scorer's shot. Some guys just shoot and some guys shoot to score, and he shot the score on that goal. And Brett's had a great fall. Baltz has really had a great fall for us, and he stayed most of the summer, and he's on a mission. He's on a mission to have a really good year.
I can tell.
His work ethic, he's playing stronger, playing with more confidence, and it's good to see him score, because he's going to be one of those key players going forward for us. But that was a big goal. So in a short period of time, less than 2 minutes, we go bang, bang. And now we got Ferris really on their heels.
Yeah. 2-0 to score after one period of play. Michigan Tech with the lead. Shots in the first period, 11-7 in favor of Michigan Tech. We go to the second period. C.J. Eich gets a great feed up from Brett Bowen. And Chris Leibinger also factors into this third goal for the Huskies.
Now up for Bowen. Bowen, stretch pass. C.J. Eich is in on a breakaway. She scores! C.J. Eich! And he buried it past Williams. 3-0 Huskies.
3-0 to score at that point. I love C.J. Eich on breakaways now, because he seems to know where to put that puck.
Well, and he's playing, excuse me, Dirk, we got him in the middle of the ice, and he read the play there and just started to take off with speed. And that's how heady Brett Bowen is, too. He sees the play, and not only does he see the play, he's got to make a pass over Ferris player's stick, and he does. He just lays it right over that stick flat on the ice to CJ, and CJ had a breakaway basically from the red line in. And what I like about CJ is he doesn't slow down. He just continues to go with that speed, comes right in, gets to about the hash mark, just lets it go. And I mentioned that to our team on the Saturday morning video. I mean, just where he shot it. I mean, I like that. I mean, no fooling around. He just comes in, makes maybe changes the angle just a slight little bit, and then shoots it like a goal scorer. And we saw the Bemidji last year shorthanded. I mean, he's going to get some breakaways, especially playing in the middle of the ice. He's going to find that seam and be gone. And if he can score, he had a little bit of an off-year goals last year, but I told CJ right from day one when he first walked on campus that, I want him to think of himself as more than just a one-dimension player, because he's always been more of a penalty killer, good checker, et cetera. And I said, you can score. I want you to see you expand your game. So hopefully this is the year that he really expands his game and chips in offensively more.
Well, let me ask you about that. Moving him to the center, how many more opportunities does that lend to that position for him to be able to break up through the middle lane?
Well, it does a lot. It gets him off the wall, gets him off the board. So, it gets him in that middle of the ice where he can really use the speed. And most teams want to try and keep the puck on the outside to the wall. And you don't want a guy coming through the middle with speed like that. So, but obviously it's going to create an opportunity for him, just like it did with Dylan Stamen or Tanner Carroll. Tanner Carroll, coming through the middle of the ice there with his speed created a lot of things. So that's why we moved CJ to center, and with Dylan out right now, it's a good spot for CJ, and he's done a fantastic job there so far.
So we asked CJ about, you know, when in his mind is it triggered that he goes on a play like that. He said he knew once he saw the pass from Leiby going to Brett, knowing Brett was going to get the puck, right. He knew he was going to get a chance to get that pass.
Well, no question, and that's part anticipation and just overall hockey sense, hockey smarts. You understand that, you know, Boeing's was going to have some time to make a play, and the defenseman was coming up at him. So obviously one defenseman was caught, and their other defenseman was so wide in the rink in the neutral zone that there's no way he was going to catch CJ. He might catch a lot of other players, but not CJ. So, but we work on that quite a bit. Our center's in the middle of the ice going more north-south and not so much east-west, side-to-side, and playing higher in the neutral zone to put some pressure on their defense and sort of open up the ice in the middle there and create more room in the neutral zone. And on this occasion, it worked to a T.
That gave us a 3-0 lead, and we go on the penalty kill, 5-on-3,
right,
in this second period.
Correct.
And it was a great opportunity for Ferris State to get back in this game, and we killed it off.
Well, there were some key moments in the game, some real situations that, you know, I think the first 5 minutes, Jamie Phillips playing well. And then, you know, we get the goal and bang, bang, we score another one. And then that 5-on-3, I thought, was a critical kill because we had a couple really good chances just prior to that to make a 4-0. And they're hanging around, and bang. Now they get a 5-on-3. And a lot of ice against a good team who has, I think, they had 9 of their top 10 returning scorers from last year's team. So they're a good team, you know, and they're dangerous. But having said that, I thought our penalty killers did a good job, not only in this one, but they did a great job all weekend long.
They did. And so we get the goal right after that because we go on the power play. Alex Batan, Brett Boeing, Mark Ock team up for a Michigan Tech's fourth goal, and this is in the second period.
Minute 10 left to go in the period, up by 3, trying to make it 4. Gould to the point. Mark Ock slides it over. Here's Batan. Down low for Boeing. Scores! Alex Batan with the goal as it just squeaked through goaltender Williams. A power play tally for Michigan Tech, their second of the game, and it's a 4-0 Huskies lead.
Nice little play there between Brett Boeing and Alex Batan.
Well, they've got something going on the power play. They're both on that side of the ice, and they're both really good with the puck. If you want the puck in anybody's hands, those would be two of the guys you'd really like to see handling it because they're smart, they see the ice well, they can draw people towards them and then make a good play. And it was a good little give and go there. I mean, Alex went down to Boeing, and most people thought he was going to attack the net, but the defender left Alex and sort of started to go towards Boeing. He just gave it back, and Alex had all sort of time there. He could have sat down and had a hot dog and a soda pop and then shot it, but good for Alex. We need him to get off to a good start and a good shot, and I don't know how it even got in. We had the really good vantage point from the bench there at that angle, and it really went through about 3 or 4 people. I'm surprised, number one, it even got to the net, just because how many bodies were there. And Charles Williams had no chance. I mean, I know it just sort of went through him, but, you know, he didn't even see the puck. I mean, but good shot, and that's what you want to do, is set up that screen, and if you can get it through, then you got a chance to score.
Now, is a play like that, Coach, where these two guys are kind of doing their little thing on the right side of the ice on the power play, is that something that they can kind of come up with on their own? I got the impression from talking to Alex that maybe it's something they worked on kind of on their own within the parameters of our power play.
Yeah, well, on your power play, you have a basic structure, basic setup, you know, who's here, a few plays off of that structure, but basically you have to take what they give you, and that's where you need hockey players that with that hockey sense, that smarts, that so when things break down you see that and see the openings and then take advantage of that. And that's no play that's drawn up in a playbook anywhere, and that's the beauty of hockey, and that's the tough part about hockey is things happen so quick. You know, it's not like football where there's a whistle and you line up and then everybody gets in position and you go again. It's a little like basketball, you know, it's continue flow, but even in hockey, you know, somebody can take you off the puck physically, that you don't get fouled for that. So there's a lot of different things going on in the game, and you need the people who understand and can read the different situations and the breakdown. Similar, I guess, a quarterback when a play's going on, and those two guys are like quarterbacks on our power play.
So that makes it 4-0, and that even though they get that early third period goal, that to me that Alex Patan's power play goal towards the end of the period really was the sealer.
Well, yeah, you know, we weren't happy with that goal. You know, you want a good first shift, but you want to take, when you have a lead like that, just try to split it up. We do in 5-minute segments. So you want to get through the first 5 minutes to start a period when you have the lead like that. You know, just stay on the ice, stay away from the penalties, play well defensively. We have enough